Title, OCR GCSE Economics, Mastering Elasticity of Supply. Intro music fades in and out. Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're going to be mastering a crucial topic that examiners love. Price Elasticity of Supply, or PES. Why does it matter? Because it's all about how quickly businesses can respond to price changes. Understanding this is key to unlocking top marks in your analysis and evaluation questions. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to calculate PES, analyze its determinants, and avoid the common traps that candidates fall into. Let's get started. Short musical sting. So, what exactly is price elasticity of supply? Simply put, it measures how responsive the quantity supplied of a good is to a change in its price. In other words, if the price of a product goes up, how much more of it will firms be willing and able to sell? To get the method marks in an exam, you must know the formula. It's the percentage change in quantity supplied divided by the percentage change in price. Let's repeat that. Percentage change in quantity supplied on top, percentage change in price on the bottom. Don't get it mixed up with the demand formula. Now, calculating it is one thing, but the real marks are in the interpretation. The result of your calculation will be a number, and this number tells us a story. If the answer is greater than 1, we say supply is price elastic. This means firms are very responsive. A small price rise leads to a much bigger percentage increase in supply. Think of things that are easy to produce quickly, like printed t-shirts or basic furniture. If a t-shirt printing company sees prices rise by 10%, they can easily buy more plain t-shirts and run their machines for longer, perhaps increasing their supply by 20%. The PES would be 20 divided by 10, which is 2. That's greater than 1, so it's elastic. If the answer is less than 1, we say supply is price inelastic. This is the opposite. Firms find it difficult to respond to a price change. A large price rise will only lead to a small percentage increase in supply. The classic example is agriculture. If the price of fresh strawberries suddenly doubles, farmers can't just grow more overnight. It takes time. So a 50% price rise might only lead to a 5% increase in quantity supplied in the short term. The PES would be 5 divided by 50, which is 0.1. That's less than 1, so it's inelastic. Other examples include things that require highly skilled labor or complex production processes like building a nuclear power plant. And if the PES value is exactly 1, it's called unitary elastic supply, where the percentage change in quantity supplied is exactly equal to the percentage change in price. A supply curve starting from the origin on a graph always has a PES of 1, regardless of how steep it looks. That's a key tip to remember. So, what makes supply elastic or inelastic? Examiners expect you to analyze the factors or determinants of PES. A great way to remember these is the mnemonic TAS. That's T-E-A-S-S. T is for time. This is the most important determinant. In the immediate short run, supply is almost always highly inelastic because firms simply don't have time to change their production plans. In the long run, however, supply becomes more elastic as firms can build new factories, train staff, and invest in new technology. E is for ease of factor substitution. How easily can a firm switch its resources from making one product to another? If a car factory can retool its production line easily to make a different model that has become more profitable, its supply will be more elastic. A is for availability of factors of production. Can the firm get more raw materials, capital, and labor easily? If there's high unemployment, it's easy to hire more workers, making supply more elastic. If a key component is rare, supply will be inelastic. The first S is for stocks or inventories. If a firm has a large warehouse full of finished products, it can respond to a price rise instantly by selling its stock. High stock levels mean supply is more elastic. And the second S is for spare capacity. Does the factory have unused machinery or production lines? If so, it can ramp up production quickly without needing to invest in new capital. A firm operating at 100% capacity has inelastic supply, whereas a firm at 70% capacity has more elastic supply. Short musical sting. Now for our exam tips section. First, a common mistake is inverting the formula. Candidates often put price on top and quantity on the bottom. Always write the formula down first. Percent change in Qs over percent change in P. This can secure you method marks, even if your final calculation is wrong. Second, don't confuse the slope of the supply curve with elasticity. A steep curve isn't always inelastic. You must refer to the percentage changes. Remember that supply curve from the origin? It has a PES of 1 always. Third, When you get a 6-mark question asking you to analyze the PES for a specific industry, use the TEAS factors and apply them directly to the case study. For fresh fish, you talk about the time it takes to catch more, the limited number of boats, capital, and the inability to hold stock. For manufactured goods like cars, you discuss spare capacity in the factory and the ability to build up stocks. Short musical sting. Host? Ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Question 1. What is the formula for PEAs? Answer. Percentage change in quantity supplied divided by percentage change in price. Question 2. If PES is 0.4, is supply price elastic or inelastic? Answer. Price inelastic, because the value is less than 1. Question 3. What does the S in the TEAS mnemonic stand for? Answer. Stocks and spare capacity. Question 4. Give one reason why the supply of agricultural products is often inelastic in the short run? Answer. Long production time or inability to store stock. How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to the core concepts again. Short musical sting. So to summarize, price elasticity of supply is a measure of responsiveness. A value greater than 1 means elastic. Less than 1 means inelastic. The key factors determining it are time, ease of substitution, availability of factors, stocks, and spare capacity. Remember TE. For the exam, write the formula, apply the concepts to the case study, and explain your reasoning step by step to build your analysis. That's how you get the top marks. Outro music fades in. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening, and best of luck with your revision. Check out our other podcasts for more GCSE economics topics.
Music fades out.